as we promised you, we head over to Ivy Tech as we do most Thursdays. And today our guest is the Executive Director of Development. It's my friend Heidi Schultz. Heidi, how are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm great. Good to hear from you. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Does my voice sound okay? I feel like I sound like Tom Allen. Like I've just been yelling for months and months on end, and it's just going away. Here, hold on, really quick. I don't know. I don't know if that's helping. If we feel better, I can't be out of voice shape. I do this 15 hours a week, and it's a whole thing. How's your fall been? We're in November. What the heck's going on? Did you have a good Halloween? Did you steal any candy for me?
I stole all four of my kids' candy. It's sitting in my office. You're welcome to visit anytime.
Wait a second. How many kids?
I have four.
You are my new hero at Halloween. I just have two. And one of mine has a broken leg.
No.
So,
oh,
I mean, no. And then I have the 13-year-old who wanted no part of trick-or-treating because that's way too cool for school.
Too cool.
So
yeah.
I got one and a half of the candy. I should get two.
Oh, I have so much candy. You stop by any time or I'll drop it off.
I like the sound of that.
Get rid of it.
Right. I think it sounds better in theory than it does disappearing.
Oh, your broken leg, kiddo? This isn't your football player, is it?
Yeah, it's all right, though. He's got six more weeks of until he sees his shadow, and then we'll have a long spring or however six more weeks of winter, however that works. Did you get any Butterfingers? My wife told me she couldn't find Butterfingers anywhere. Did you see any Butterfingers?
Yeah, we have a few. They're okay. My favorite.
They're mine too, and that's why I was disappointed. Yeah. So I've got one in a cast, one that wants no part of it, no Butterfingers. I mean,
and no Butterfingers. How are you going to make it through the winter?
We need to have a Halloween redo. All right, I'll dress up and come to your office and say trick or treat.
You can dress up. Tomorrow evening, we have a big Ivy Tech 60th anniversary celebration in Indianapolis. So you can dress up. It's a black tie affair. And join us for that.
Hey, so. Slow down. Black tie. 60 years? Really?
60 years.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a statewide event. So we'll be in Indianapolis at the JW Marriott. And we are celebrating Ivy Tech. We're also celebrating distinguished alumni from each campus and a benefactor of the year from each campus. So I'd love to tell you about our selections for this year. This is a big deal. 60 years.
It is. Now, I'm trying to remember, and I'm going to put you on the spot, so you better start Googling.
Okay.
How many years has the Bloomington campus been up and running?
I
want to say 30 or 31. Now I feel like I'm guessing.
You're asking the wrong person.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Susie Graham would know.
Well, I told you I was going to put you on the spot there. How many Butterfingers has it been since? See, we would know that one. So 60 years for Ivy Tech. I did not know it was that long. That is fantastic. That is coming up tomorrow night on Friday. Now, the distinguished alumni, I know we have plenty to choose from. How did that process work, and whose job was it to whittle down all those great nominees and choose the Ivy Tech Bloomington representative?
Yeah, I tell you what, we have a lot of wonderful alumni, and honestly, I started at Ivy Tech in June when Susie Graham retired, and that process was already well underway. I picked up where things left off, and so our Indianapolis colleagues have been heading up that Distinguished Alum and Benefactor of the Year. It's hard to select one. We have a really great one, though, Eric Baer. He's the Executive Director of Oncology at the Community Health Network and at the Anderson Cancer Center in Indianapolis. And he is a 2009 Ivy Tech Bloomington graduate from our radiation therapy program. So he has become a real leader in that radiation therapy profession. He's been at Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center and the radiation therapy department at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes. So he's been a lot of places since 2009, and now he's running the cancer center in Indianapolis. So we're excited to feature Eric tomorrow night as our distinguished alum.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, and again, plenty to pick from, but on to bigger and better things. And the other part of this is great is the benefactor of the year as well. And that's, 19 campuses around the state, so that's 19 great distinguished alumni, and that's
correct.
Not all of them. That's just the ones being pointed out. And also 19 benefactors. Who is the Ivy Tech Bloomington Benefactor of the Year?
Yeah, that's another tough one. We have a lot of really great friends here at Ivy Tech. This is a name you're going to know. Joyce Poling our Benefactor of the Year. She has a legacy of leadership and service in our community that's really unparalleled. She has been a leader in county government, community health, economic development, nonprofit board service, obviously higher education, and her commitment to Ivy Tech really has made a big difference. Joyce has 3 endowed scholarships here on our campus. She is a member of our Circle of Ivy, which is a philanthropy group here, and she has participated in more Ivy Tech capital campaigns than I have. So, she's a former Monroe County Commissioner, and she has a deep understanding of the workforce development needs that our community has, and she's just been a real leader. She was part of the construction of the county-funded Indiana Center for Life Sciences, and it was an easy choice. So
she made it an easy choice. That's right.
She did all the great things that she's done for that campus. Yeah, Joyce will be honored tomorrow night as well. So we're happy to have her support and honor her.
Sounds like a big celebration. It should be 60 years of Ivy Tech in Indianapolis tomorrow night. Heidi Schultz is the Executive Director of Development. I was talking to Chancellor Coyne last week, and he was impressed. You guys got a nice, $15,000 shot in the arm or somewhere in there. If I have the figure wrong, please correct me on that. Your escape room raised some money. Well, that's the development you're developing. I like it.
Yeah, we did. We had a Halloween escape room. That was to steward some of our faculty and staff donors here on campus, making it fun. That was on Halloween on Tuesday. And we did. We have been working with, we were voted by 100 Women Plus Who Care, and they voted on Ivy Tech's Student Emergency Assistance Fund for their gift this period. And so that was a huge boost. That's a fund that we use every single week from my office, and it's something that we need to keep healthy so that we are able to help our students. That fund helps students basically through short-term financial emergencies so that they can be in class, be prepared, and persist. And so keeping that account healthy is really important, especially, through these winter months as it starts to get cold and unexpected costs can keep a student out of class.
We want them to stay connected so they can get through whatever they are trying to, either get their educational career up and running, as you mentioned, like with Next Level Jobs, get certified so things can get better. And when that disconnect happens sometimes, it's easy to give up. We don't want them to do that. So that's very important. And November's a very important month at Ivy Tech as well. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today, which sounds ridiculous when it was 80 degrees yesterday.
So great.
That was great.
That's why our voices are scratchy, right?
Something. Oh, we're going to have a Thanksgiving Day luau. It's 80 degrees. Let's just have some fun. But we know this time of year, then we get into Black Friday and then all the other things that go along with getting ready for the holidays and doing all that. But a big deal comes after that busy weekend of Thanksgiving when we have Giving Tuesday. How important is that for development at Ivy Tech and the Ivy Cares Day coming up on the 28th?
Yeah, so Ivy Cares Day will be Giving Tuesday on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving on November 28th. All the funds raised that day will be going toward that Student Emergency Assistance Fund that I mentioned. You can certainly support Ivy Tech with your gift anytime at giving.ivytech.edu. I'd love to share with you a couple testimonials. We have one here that a student wrote and said, Ivy Tech covered my light bill. It was a true blessing with welcoming a new baby this week, too. It took a lot of stress off me having that taken care of. So these are real students who were helping each week just be able to complete their coursework and stay on track. Our job is to remove those barriers so that they can keep going.
A baby, working. That's some heavy lifting.
It's a lot. Yeah, this other student needed Wi-Fi to complete their online courses. So Ivy Cares was helpful with getting that Wi-Fi turned on and so that they could be in their online classes. So that financial support helped that student literally be in class. So these are things that we see every week. Just the other day, this week, we helped a student with car repair. That was an unexpected expense that they were not prepared for, and they needed to get to class. So there's a whole process in place and a selection committee to help these students. We make sure that extra aid, that emergency aid, does not affect their financial aid. So there's definitely a process in place for every dollar that comes in.
Heidi Schultz is our guest. She checks in from Ivy Tech, the Director of Development, getting everything organized. So what goes on during Giving Tuesday? I know that's a ridiculous question, but everybody is asking, and that's the day that everybody's generosity is peaked. How do you stand out there to get the attention you deserve, or how can our listeners help on that day?
I'm so glad you asked. Yeah, we have a small campaign for Giving Tuesday for Ivy Cares Day, and so we'll be sending that out leading up to Giving Tuesday. We have a great list of supporters that will go out to, and, you know, it'll be as easy as a click of a button so that they can support that on that day. Like I said before, you can always support Ivy Tech with your gift at our website, giving.ivytech.edu. And if there's something else that you would rather fund, or, you know, you have something near and dear to your heart, we have all kinds of selections. It might be a scholarship. It might be our emergency fund. It might be, you know, we have all different kinds of funds that can be, we have area of greatest need. So those will all show up, or you can write in your own. So wherever you want your dollars to go is where they will go.
And they just call you, ask for Heidi Schultz, and then
we'll make
that magic happen. Now,
we've
talked about all the great ways we can help students, but our listeners who know somebody when can we get in class again? Well, let's start this way. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. What is the college's week look like starting on Monday the 20th? Because we know there's no school in the MCCSC. We know later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's no school at RBB. I want to make sure that everybody knows when you're going to be there at such a busy time.
Yeah, we're here through Wednesday, and I believe Thursday, Friday, we're off. So,
Me too.
Good for you. Yeah, but you know, you're right. Spring registration is already underway, so you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas are right around the corner. But for example, current students on our campus, we encourage them to apply for scholarships by December 1st. So that's an important date to know if you're a current Ivy Tech student or plan to be. December 1st, we like to see applications come in by then. This fall, we awarded over $72,000 in scholarships. That's free money. That's, you know, to go to school. So one of the things that we pride ourselves on here at Ivy Tech is our students graduating with little to no debt. And so I would push that December 1st date, if possible, to apply for scholarships, because we've got a little bit of everything.
Smart. Yeah, get that fast. FAFSA.
Yeah.
Got to get that filled out. Get it filled out, and then figure out how much money you can get. That'd be
that's right.
Some of it you don't even have to pay back. Is that correct?
Yeah, scholarships do not need to be paid back. We have several endowed scholarships, many named after important people, and that is money that is awarded to students. Like I said, over $72,000 this fall. Awarded to our students that they do not pay back. That is to help them through their degree here on our campus. So that's, you know, part of my job is to make sure we have that money available to students. So please apply if you're a current student. If you're not a current student, registration is now open for spring. Our classes will start, you know, January 16th. So that's really soon. It doesn't sound like it, but it is.
It'll be soon. Don't you worry. We'll blink, yeah. And then it'll be, hey, brand new year of what's going on. But people that want to come over and get more information, well, there's many ways to do it. You can go over. Tuesdays at the Tech are great. You can also take virtual tours. You can Skype, Zoom, call, whatever. The barriers are knocked down at Ivy Tech. I like that.
Yeah, the name of the game is accessibility, for sure.
So pick your favorite way to get involved. And if you just would like some more information to see how and just browse, probably the website's the best place to go. But you have human beings that also answer the phone, which is odd in this day and age.
Yep, we're here. We'd love to talk to you. Like you said, Tuesdays at the Tech is a really nice way to see our campus and have a tour, connect with our admissions staff, and discuss resources or connect with anyone on our team, really. So the next one is November 14th, 3 to 5 p.m. Please feel free to visit us. That's probably my favorite way. Of course, a website is always available, but we're here to help you through whatever journey you're on. So,
ivytech.edu/Bloomington. All of your stuff is right there, and you can figure it out. Figure all of it out. All right, make that Halloween candy disappear one way or another. Like we mentioned, it's more fun to talk about. But I'd love to eat
That's
all
right.
of it. That was 20 years ago, me. Now,
yeah,
now
I hear
just,
you.
love to, but love to make it, but. Heidi, great job as always. I hope I talk to you before the holidays. If I don't,
yes.
Have a wonderful break. I know it's a great time to spend with family and friends and recharge the battery. And then we'll just, the next thing you know, finals and Christmas break are right around the corner as well.
Here we are. That's right.
Yep. Just make sure you have your suntan lotion and your flip-flops. I think you'll be fine.
Well, thanks, Mike. I always appreciate talking to you.
Great to hear from you again. Tell Tina thanks for getting me all arranged as well. She's the best. She knows that. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
Heidi Schultz, the Director of Development at Ivy Tech, Giving Tuesday, November 28th. That is a great way to get involved. And as Heidi mentioned, you don't have to wait till November 28th if this is something near and dear to you or something you just feel you would like to help out with. We talk to Ivy Tech every Thursday just after 3:20.